right? This, you know, the Bible says so much about being thankful.
Yeah.
It really does. And the definition of thankfulness is an act of appreciation or gratitude or an expression of gratefulness, or it could even be like a public acknowledgement of divine kindness, right? And so, you know, Thanksgiving is coming upon us pretty soon. And, you know, if you break that word down, it's like giving of thanks. We should be people who are giving thanks to the Lord for many things. Few scriptures here looking at. 1 Chronicles 16:34. You can just make notes on this. It says, give thanks to the Lord. How come? For he is good, and his love endures forever. Right? Now, if you and I, if we want to be successful, if we want to grow, if we want these different things in our life, one really key thing that we can be challenged on is our ability or our inability to express our gratitude to the Lord. You know, the Bible tells us, you just go through the Psalms, and he's constantly reminding you to give thanks to the Lord, give thanks to the Lord. Why? Because the Lord is the one who's your help. He's the one that's blessed you. He's the one that will sustain you. He's the one that will keep you. But more importantly, he's the one, by giving thanks, it protects you from being unthankful.
Yeah.
And ungrateful.
Yeah.
And so we're going to just look at some things here that, you know, we can always have something to be thankful over. You know, if something happened to us, instead of looking at that negative thing, we can look at something else that's good in our life. Mm-hmm. For example, I had cut my foot on a piece of glass. I stepped on a piece of glass. And I had to take it out of my foot. And I'm like, this hurts. And it didn't hurt too bad. You know, you bandage up. Well, then something happened. I don't know if it got, like, infected or whatever, but it hurts. It hurted. Every time I'd walk, it hurt. Or if something, you hit it, a kid grabs your foot to play, and you're like, I'll make you cry, Dad. Yeah, you're making me cry. Right? Why? Because it hurts. And in thinking about sometimes some part of our body might hurt, but instead of focusing on the hurt, you could focus on what's healthy or what's working. Right?
That's good.
And give thanks to the part that you're not having a problem with. Mm. Amen?
Amen.
And as we would focus on that part that is healthy or that is working, it seems like the part that's hurting starts to get well. Mm. Or starts to get healed. Why? Because our focus, we're thanking the Lord for what's good and what's happening that's positive, rather than we're looking at what's negative or what's going wrong in our life. So, Chronicles says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his love endures forever. Now, the interesting thing about that is, you notice, like, when the Israelites went to battle, they stuck the praise and worship team in the front.
Yeah.
And you're like, I want to be a praise and worshiper. Get in the front. No way! We're the choir. We're not supposed to be out in the front. But what were they singing when they went to battle? They were singing, yeah. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Well, you better believe that, because someone's going to be shooting some stuff at you pretty quick.
Yeah. Right?
And somehow, we've lost that battle cry in our day and age. Like, when we go to battle or something's not going right, or we're going to believe God for something, rather than giving thanks and remembering that he is good and that he loves me and he won't let me down, that I'm going to come through this, we start to accuse him.
Yeah.
And wonder, how come, God, you didn't do this and you didn't do that? And I'm already at the position now that I know I don't want to accuse him and ask him why. Mm. Because that would mean I did everything perfectly. Mm. That I listened. I was 100% obedient in life. I did everything he told me to do just when he told me to do it at the right time, the right location, right place. That I am no way, no how I ever missed it, that it has to be his fault. Hmm. We shouldn't be so naive to think that we're perfect.
Yeah.
right? Yeah. And that it's his fault.
Right.
So one key thing is if you're going through something or I'm going through something that is, and you want to recognize, okay, I'm going to go through this, or I might be going through it, but in the meantime, I'm going to be thanking the Lord for bringing me out of it on the other side before I even see it. I'm going to be thanking him because I know he is good, and I know his mercy endures forever.
Yes.
I know his, he loves me.
Yeah.
Right? That's the little song I remember when I was a kid. You know, the Bible song, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. That's not just a song, right? That's scripture. So we need to recognize that, that the thankfulness, and again, if you look at the definition, is to express appreciation or gratitude, to express that out loud, a public acknowledgement of his divine kindness, right? 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says this. You can turn there. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. It says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus, right? Give thanks in all circumstances. Notice it doesn't say give thanks for every circumstance. You know, like, Lord, thank you for this, you know, hurt or this wound or this problem that I'm having. It's just so nice of you to bless me with this problem. Right? You're not thanking him for the problem, right? But in spite of that problem, in the middle of that situation or in that storm or in that circumstance that you might be going through or I might be going through, the Bible says we are to give thanks to the Lord.
Amen.
What are you supposed to be thanking him for? Thanking him that he's delivering you out of it, right? And in thanking him, you notice it says, this is his will.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes people go, I just don't know his will. I don't know his will. What does he want? I don't know his will. I don't know his will. Well, here he says what? To give thanks. Mm-hmm. Lord, I thank you that you love me. I thank you that you're bringing me through.
Right.
Because I'm in a situation or I'm in a circumstance and I may not know how to get out of it, but I know he does.
Mm.
So in spite of what I'm going through, I need to be acknowledging him and giving him thanks. Amen?
Amen.
Why? This is how you get out of your situation or your circumstance. But if you were to go to, say, visit someone in a hospital, you know, that's not a place where you go to get cheered up. You don't see the happy, victorious, thankful people in a hospital normally, right? Why? Well, maybe one reason they could be there is because they're not giving thanks to the Lord on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Amen?
Right.
And if you are in that situation, what should you do? Double up on your thanksgiving. Start thanking God, not that you're in the hospital, like, I'm thank you, Lord, for this disease. No, he didn't give it to you. Or this challenge. But despite that, you give thanks to him. In the situation, you give thanks to God. Why? Because he's, in thanking him, you're going to receive strength to come out of that situation.
Amen.
Or that circumstance. Does that
right,
make sense?
Right.
Psalms 92:1 says this. It's a good thing to complain unto the Lord. No. It says, and to sing praises unto his name, the Most High. It's a good thing to what? Give thanks unto the Lord.
Yes.
It's a good thing when you thank God, when you're praising him, when you're expressing, Lord, you're the Most High God.
Mm.
You're bigger than any situation or problem that I'm going to face. You're stronger. You love me. You care about me. These are the things that you and I, we should be saying every day on a regular basis.
Right.
You know, we are reading through Ecclesiastes, yes?
Mm-hmm.
When you read that book, you could get kind of sad.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't realize that when he's going through all these things, if your focus is wrong, then you should be a little sad. Meaning this, that I'm going through, it's like, what's the point? you're going to die just like the fool's going to die. If you're a smart person, you're going to die. And who's going to get all your stuff? Some idiot is going to get all your stuff when you die. They didn't work for it, but they're going to get it. Oh, what a waste of life that is. Right? So you're thinking like, that is a waste of life. Someone's going to get all my stuff that I work for. What am I going to know what they're going to do with it? What did they waste it? I worked my whole life to get it, and they wasted it. And then Solomon says, yeah, what a waste of life. You're just like the animal. They take their last breath, so will you. You're like, wow, man. You know, you're like, I didn't mean to step on the caterpillar. And then that elephant's like, I didn't mean to step on you. It's like, we're all the same. What a waste of life. If you're not living for the Lord, it is a waste.
Yeah.
That's, when you read through Ecclesiastes, that's the whole point.
Yeah.
You don't try to get stuff just to get more stuff.
Right.
Remember he said, like, the guy who's the poor or the servant, he sleeps well at night because he don't have any stuff to worry over. But the rich are staying up awake trying to get more and how to protect the stuff they got from people who are trying to take it. So they don't rest.
Wow.
So if you realize what I have belongs to the Lord, I'll let him protect it and keep it.
Yes.
I don't have to worry.
Right.
I'll give thanks to the Lord. Why? Because he's increasing me. Or my stuff comes from what? From him.
Yes.
So here he's talking as give thanks to the Lord. It's a good thing to give thanks to God.
Yeah.
So if you don't give thanks to God, what would that be? A bad thing.
Yeah.
You know, if it's good to give him thanks, when we don't, it's bad.
Mm.
And it's bad for a number of reasons, and we'll look at a few here in just a little bit. But I want us to be, you know, without fail, to recognize, Lord, thank you for being good to me.
Amen.
You know, not, you know, sometimes people get real religious about this, like, well, thank you, Lord, you're good to me because you gave me a pair of shoes, or you blessed me with a sale price at the store, that's all good to me. And all you're thinking really about is you, because if the Lord said, well, yeah, you got that great deal, you go, yes, I did. And he said, why don't you give that great deal to someone? No. No way. I earned it. I got it. I had to go look for it. Well, maybe he showed it to you.
Yeah.
Maybe he kept it for you.
Yeah.
That it wasn't just for you, but it was for you to be a blessing to someone else.
Amen. Right? Amen.
So when you see that, you can say, Lord, you've been good to me. Thank you for allowing me to be a blessing to what? Someone else.
Yeah.
Because like he said in Ecclesiastes, when you die, you take nothing with you. No, nothing. That's not to mean that stuff isn't good. Stuff is good. Stuff is nice. But it shouldn't have you. You should be able to control it and not have it control you. And to recognize, hey, God, you're the one that gave me the ability to get this stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right? And whatever you tell me to do with it, I want to do it. I want to do what it, what you want me to do with it.
Amen. Amen.
All right. So, with that being said, here's some, I think, some great news. There's some, we said we have to be determined to be thankful. Right? And let's look at Luke chapter 9. Now, there's a lot of scriptures that talk about this. And we've talked about it in some times past. But if your muscles were like, if thanking God or giving God thanks was like a muscle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like your muscle. How would you increase your ability to give God for more, give thanksgiving to him for even more things? How would you increase your ability to do that, to get stronger in your thanksgiving muscles? You have to work them out. Right?
Yeah.
Like if you wanted to build up muscle, you have to work those muscles. Well, if thanksgiving was a muscle, how would you make it stronger? You have to start where you are and thank God for what you have so he can increase you so you can be thankful for more.
Yeah.
Because if you're not thankful for what you consider to be little, then you won't increase. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You can't because you're not using your thanksgiving muscles. Just like if I said, I want to do 10 whatever, 10 push-ups. If I don't start with just the one and am thankful for the one I can do, I won't hit 10. Because I won't use that muscle to build up to 2. or to get to three. I can only do one. It's just so small. No, it's not small. It's there, but it has to be used so that it can what? Grow. Mm. Your Thanksgiving muscles, your spiritual muscles of Thanksgiving, need to be exercised. Maybe you want more, but you got to use what you got and be thankful for what you have so that the Lord can increase you. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. You might think, well, I got something just so small. It's not small. It's the potential to grow. Mm-hmm. You're not using, if I'm not being thankful to God for what He's already given me and what I already have, He can't increase me with more. Because mm-hmm. my muscles won't be able to hold it.
Right.
You ever see like those lifting weight fails? online? Mm-hmm. I don't watch them because they're terrible. They're horrible. I mean, I saw, fails, meaning something that didn't work out, right? I watched one. I just turned out, so I can't take it because I know that had to hurt. I don't want to see people in pain. The guy lifted up these weights, stumbled, fell, hit his head on the wall. They had to come. Some other guy came and picked up all the weights, took it off him. And he's just laying there. Oh, man, I was thinking, that had to hurt. I know that hurt. You won't feel it all now, but it's going to hurt a lot later. Yeah. Why? He's trying to put on more than he can carry. Well, you and I should realize, if we want God to increase us with more, we need to build up our Thanksgiving muscles so we can hold up all the things that He wants to give us. Amen?
Amen.
That way we won't think it's just us. We know it, what, came from Him.
That's right.
So look at this, Luke 9. And look at we'll start with verse 16. If we can understand the importance of thankfulness, that's being grateful and thankful in our lives and the relationship to an abundant supply, we would be demonstrating thankfulness in a much greater degree. Look at this verse. Verse 9, verse 16, chapter 9, verse 16, Luke. It says this. It says, taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, Jesus, He gave thanks and He broke them. Then He gave them to the disciples to distribute to the people. You think, why is this important? Why is this important? Because Jesus practiced this principle of what? Thanksgiving.
Mm.
You got a multitude of 5,000 people plus women and children.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
And to show you the difference, the disciples said, what is this? This is nothing. We don't have enough. All we have is this few loaves of bread, a couple small fish. That's not enough to feed all these people. But what did Jesus say? He said, what do we have? And you see, He broke it, He gave it, He prayed, and He was thankful mm-hmm. for it. This is key.
Mm-hmm.
He was thankful for what He had, and then He broke it and said, let's give it out.
Mm-hmm.
And as they were giving, the Lord what? Multiplied.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is important, because sometimes in your life you may think you don't have enough for something. And in the natural, you might not. But how are you going to get from, I don't have enough, to I have more than enough? The in-between, the part that we have to realize is, as we start thanking God for what we do have, and using and giving what we do have, He can multiply and increase us.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is what? What's the problem? You know the problem. People won't be thankful.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be, unthankful. Or they'll complain. Right? Instead of being thankful to the Lord and say, Lord, thank you for being good to me. Thank you for demonstrating your compassion toward me. They complain. They say, well, God, you could have done this for me, or you should have done that for me. I never get a good deal. I never have enough.
Mm-hmm.
So-and-so's got something over there. Look what they got. Look what they got. Yeah, but maybe so-and-so's been thanking God for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, that other person's been believing God and been sowing and been giving or what have you. So you can't judge where you are because you don't know what they've been doing.
Right.
You can't automatically assume that it's all illegal or immoral. Oh, it's illegal. That's how they got it. It's illegal. No. Maybe they're thanking God. When others are thoughtless, they're thankful.
Mm.
Amen?
Amen.
Jesus was thankful. He's given you the pattern to increase here.
Yeah.
He was thankful for what he had, even though it looked like it's not enough.
Mm.
I mean, if somebody said, okay, like yesterday, we had the ladies' beautiful youth. If you had one little club sandwich in the middle of all those ladies, you'd be like, that is not enough. That is not enough. It's not. I know these ladies. That's not enough. It ain't. It's not enough. But if that's all you had, and you prayed, and you thank God for it, and yet it was your best, you could do what you could do, the Lord would multiply and increase to where the needs were met. Why? Because this is what Jesus did. This is a pattern that we should be expressing in our life. You understand?
Amen.
So, it's interesting, though, to me, that we see that provision, even though what was there seems insignificant or small, but as Jesus prayed over it and he was thankful and he started to give, God multiplied it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's people who say, well, a lot of people there had lunch. They just didn't share it. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people who wouldn't give. Only that little boy gave up his lunch because they were just stingy. Well, even if that was true, it still worked out. I'm not saying it is, but if you followed and said it was, it worked out great for that little boy because he got 12 baskets full of food.
Yeah, he did.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
But being thankful for what you are, where you are, what you have, and what you can do, focus on those things. Don't look at what you can't do, what you don't have, or what you don't know.
Mm.
No, I don't know this. Well, what do you know? Well, I know this. Well, thank God for that. And walk in that.
Mm.
Thank God for what you have, not what you don't have.
Amen.
I mean, don't complain about what you don't have. Say, well, I wanted that. But they got it. That's covetous. But you don't know what they had to do to get that.
Yeah.
You don't know how long they were believing God or what they had to sew. You know, like, say my wife has some jewelry, right? And I remember when we first got married, I had to borrow a key ring because I didn't have money for a ring. Key ring, you know, like for your keys. Just a cheap key ring. And I thought, man, I knew she didn't marry me for my money because I didn't have any. But I said, you know, the Lord will help us and he'll increase us. And you know, there's other things that she's had, like jewelry-wise, that, man, I think, honey, please don't give that piece away. I really like that piece. I pay a lot of money for that piece. She goes, but I want them to have it. I want this to have, you know, you understand. So if she has something, I'm not bothered by it because I look at, well, the Lord's increasing her. And I know just like he's increasing you. And what, if he can get it through you, he can get it to you.
Yeah.
But what would it matter if you were able to be a light and a blessing to other people? If you had something for a little while and the Lord said, well, would you give this over to them? Would you do that for me? And you're like, well, maybe. Let me think about it. When I'm no longer in love with it. Or if it needs some service or something broke on it, then I'll sew it. Yeah, sure. Like the TV don't work. It don't work anymore. I'll give it to you, Lord. Sure. You know how people are. Like, I felt led of the Lord to bring you this set of dishes. And they're all cracked and broke. It's like, what is up with that? You understand? You wouldn't want somebody to... I think I told you this story before, but when I was going to school, I sat next to this guy. Sometimes he'd fall asleep on me. I don't know why. Come on, get up. Get up, right? Get up. I'm not your pillow. Get up. But he always had these really super nice suits. Like, man, he had a lot of suits. Like, even had the matching handkerchiefs, you know, and I'm like, matching tie. I'm like, wow. So one day, and I didn't have a suit. You know, I didn't have a suit. The one jacket I had was too small. So I didn't like wearing it too much. But one day he said, hey, I want to bless you with some suits. I was like, whoa. Really? He said, yeah. I said, well, thank you. That'd be great. So he gave me, I think, two suits. And, you know, I got them home, I looked at them, and I'm like, oh, I can't wear these. I told my wife, she said, what's wrong? I said, well, the zipper is broken on the pants.
That's horrible.
I think one of the pockets was ripped on the coat, and there's some stains over here, and it's like, I don't want to wear that. I mean, you know what I'm saying. So I saw him, and he said, hey, what did you think about those suits? I was like, hey. And I thought at that time, see, and I knew that wasn't his best.
Yeah.
You understand? Because I saw him wear his best, or what was better. And I thought to myself, you know, I had that feeling like somebody gives you something that's left over. Mm-hmm. You're thinking like, does it make you feel good? Mm-hmm. And I said, Lord, I don't want to give you personally. I want to give you my best.
Yeah.
I don't want to give you, and my best doesn't necessarily mean the most expensive. It may be something that I feel is important to me.
Yeah.
Right? But I said, I don't want to give you something that's left over.
Yeah.
Or that's an afterthought.
Yeah.
Or something I can't use anymore. Or something that doesn't cost me.
Mm.
Right? Because there's nothing that doesn't, I mean, I wouldn't want somebody to do that for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible. It doesn't make you inspired and feel good. It makes you feel like small. Right?
Yeah.
Uncared for, unwanted. So I was like, I don't want to do that to you, Lord. So I want to give you my best. And sometimes we can be tempted to do something with the idea of, well, that's good enough. But is it? Is it good enough? He could be thinking, that suit's good enough for him because he don't even have one. It's good enough for him. But really, it wasn't good enough for me because it wasn't even functional. You know, I can't go to school. The zipper don't work. You know what I mean? I got to use paper, you know, safety pins or something. Then if I have to go, I kind of get off the safety pin. You know, like, you understand? It's just not going to work. Why don't we do that sometimes with the Lord? Right? We don't want to do that with the Lord. We don't want to think that's good enough for them. Why? Well, because one, they're part of the body of Christ.
Yes.
And we're supposed to, what? Love one another.
Yes.
Like he loved us.
Amen.
So, this is a symbolic or reference, and even yesterday for the beautiful you, the ladies, they didn't give anything that wasn't nice.
Mm.
You know, it was nice stuff.
Yeah.
It was high quality. Everything was done really, really nice. And when it's done really nice, then it makes you more, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you feel better.
Yeah.
You know, so the Lord didn't give you something cheap. He gave you himself.
Yeah.
And so he says, give thanks unto the Lord. Why? Because he gave you himself.
Yeah.
He gave you his very best. Mm-hmm. So let's look at, we have to be determined to be thankful.
Yeah.
And now let's look at a couple of dangers of unthankfulness. So, Romans 1:21, and now, to me, this is an interesting verse. It says this, for although they knew God, they knew him, right? And if you've been here Sunday mornings, like I'm not here Sunday mornings when Joe's teaching. I mean, I got the kids getting them ready, but I get the link on my phone. And if you read Ecclesiastes, and if you look at how big God really is, and how much he really cares. It's dawned on me, I think sometimes our Western view is so centered on us and our freedom that we forget how big and how holy and how awesome God really is. Because we're so much thinking about us.
Right.
We're not really thinking, wait a minute, I'm really small in this picture. God's really big. Right? And I have to put him first and foremost. Well, here, Romans says this, for although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God, nor gave what?
Thanks.
Him thanks.
Yeah.
But their thinking became futile and foolish, and their foolish hearts were darkened. So when I was reading this, I thought, they knew God, but they did not give him thanks. They weren't thankful.
Mm.
They weren't full of thanks for all the things he's done. And as a result, what happened? It says they became, their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened.
Wow.
As a result of being unthankful.
Wow.
You don't get brighter and smarter and walk in more light when you're unthankful.
Mm.
What happens? It gets darker and dimmer, and you get more cloudy and confused. And your plans don't make sense. You ever talk to someone and their plans don't make any sense? Like, what are you thinking? I mean, that was my spouse that did that. No, I mean besides your spouse, right? Besides, but you know, you just talk to people like they're talking about all these big things, and you're like, wait, you got something really important you need to do besides that. Like, you know, someone, I'm going to go build this thing in the backyard. I'm going to do this. Like, hey, just mow the front yard. That's what I'm going to do. Don't build the addition to the back of the house until you mow the front yard. Or just keep it really simple.
Yeah.
Why? Because at some point, we can grow from light, like Joe's been teaching, to dark. Simply by not, one big thing is forgetting God, not giving him thanks.
Yeah.
We have to be purposeful in our thanksgiving to him. If, now here's something, if somebody does something for you that you realize, I won't scream, but you do realize people don't have to do something for you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know that, but that's the fact.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has to do anything for you. Nobody has to give you something. You know, it's like trying to invite someone to church. Oh, maybe I will next week. Maybe I will next week. Forget it. You're off my list. I'll go to the next person. Why? Because nobody has to invite you. They're thinking about you. They're not thinking about them. Like at the beautiful you yesterday, people started wanting to come when they were invited. Now, thank you for inviting me, or thank you for doing this. They took advantage of that, realizing what? You didn't have to invite them. Well, if somebody does something for you, like you ever do something for someone and they never said thank you? And you thought it was a pretty big deal? You sacrificed your lunch money and you did something for them and they never even said thanks?
Mm.
What are you thinking? What's your thought? What's your natural thought? That's the last time I do that. It crossed them off my be kind to list. Why? It's not because you need a thank you to feel good. It's because you feel like they didn't appreciate what you did.
Yeah.
And if they don't appreciate it, why would I do it again?
Right.
Right?
Right.
And so, you know, if we in our lives, we don't want to become futile and foolish, we have to, by faith, even when things don't look great, give thanks to God. I don't want to be no fool. I want to be thankful to the Lord.
Amen.
And express that for all the great things he's done for me.
Yes.
Worst case scenario, you think, well, and if you got over here something, if you just get it in your mind, one day you're going to die. Just get that in your mind. Now you don't have any fear of it. You don't have to go, I'm going to die. Well, yeah, you should know that by now. I should know that, right? I mean, really. And if you think, well, how's it going to happen? It's going to be painful. You're thinking about the fear of death. The Bible says you're delivered from that.
Yeah.
What if you were gone out of your body and you're in heaven 2 days before you even know they ever knew you died on the earth?
Mm-hmm.
What if there was no pain associated with it? And you just had the Hollywood version instead of the heavenly version.
Woo! That's good.
Then you think, well, if I know I'm going to die, then what's the point of fearing anything?
Yeah.
Because I know somebody who's going to take care of me. The Lord, right?
Mm.
So I can give thanks to him because I'm on my way to heaven. I mean, worst case scenario, even if I didn't receive this from him and I couldn't receive my healing and I did this and I made a mistake, whatever, thank God I'm on my way to heaven. Thank God.
Amen.
Jesus is my Savior.
Yes.
Right? All the other stuff won't really matter. Amen?
Amen.
So that's what he tells us. Now look at this, 2 Timothy chapter 3. And we'll read verses 1 through 5. These are the dangers of unthankfulness, right? One, we don't want a foolish and futile life.
Yes.
Right? You know, the Bible says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God, in Proverbs. Well, you can't thank something or someone you don't believe exists. Mm. So you're just going to get what? Darker and dumber. Mm. You're thinking. You become duller and duller. So we don't, that's not us. We're supposed to be getting brighter and brighter. Why? Because we understand we're supposed to thank God and give Him praise and glory for all that He's done. So look at this, 2 Timothy 3. I'll read 1 through 5. It says, but mark this. This is the NIV. There will be terrible times in the last days. So you're not going to get away from terrible times. And you know, Matthew 24 says that men's hearts will be failing them for fear because of the things coming on the earth. And I used to think that when I read that was imaginary, like of the things coming on the earth, but it's not. Mm-mm. It's like they'll know that there's things that are coming on the earth. Mm-hmm. And because they have no faith in the God, they just have fear, says their hearts will fail because of the things coming. Mm. They know it's coming, but they can't stop it. And they have no faith in God. They have no hope. Mm. So here he says, mark this, in the last days there will be terrible times. Why? One, people will be lovers of themselves. Or I could say it this way. People will be taking selfies constantly. You ever see? I mean, I have people I know, wherever they go, they're taking pictures of themselves and posting it. I'm eating. Taking a picture of them eating. Taking a picture of the food. Taking a picture of them doing the dishes. Taking a dish, clean sink. I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you taking so many pictures? Okay, lovers of money, right? Boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents. Now this is the part, this next one. Ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good. You notice in that category, you find the word unthankful mm-hmm. or ungrateful. Mm-hmm. And if you look at what ungrateful is, if I'm reading as a Christian, and I'm like, okay, people must be lovers of themselves. I don't really take that many selfies. I don't have a Facebook. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. And the next one's proud, boastful. Thank God I'm not like them. But then you look at the word ungrateful. And ungrateful, lovers of themselves and ungrateful, it almost comes to the point where you think you deserve something. Mm. When in reality is, you don't. If you realize the more grateful we are, the more thankful we become, the stronger you can become and to rid yourself of the possibility of being a lover of yourself. Because if I'm thankful for what you've done, that means I know you don't owe it to me. If you don't owe it to me, then I'm not as big and as awesome as I might think I am. Plus, giving you recognition for what you've done is saying, I recognize what you did for me. Mm-hmm. In the big picture, as we are, what, thanking God for what He's done, we can thank one another, and we should, because we're in the body of Christ, as we thank one another. That is similar to thanking Him. But on a big picture, you can say, Lord, thank you for people who are so kind, and you gave me a good church family.
Yeah.
Rather than complaining about your church family. I deserve better than them. I don't think you do. Why? Not to say you're bad or I'm so great, but if the Lord puts you somewhere, then that's where what? He puts you.
Yeah.
So that you and I, we could be a blessing to what? To each other.
Yes.
And being thankful. Like, you know, you just look at your physical body. Your physical body doesn't complain about the other parts. It shouldn't. It should help each other, right?
Yeah.
It comforts each other. You know, I walked into something that the children moved over a little bit. I didn't know it was moved. I'm walking, and I hit my leg. I was like, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, this hurts. It was pain. Now the pain goes. So I grabbed my leg with my hands. Like, oh, that hurt. This hurts. My head's saying, this hurts. My hands are like, help the leg, help the leg. my hands didn't say, or my head didn't say, hands, you remember, you and the leg have some unforgiveness going on. Don't talk to each other right now. Don't touch each other. Don't look at each other. That didn't happen. Why? Because the body's connected. Amen? And here, one of the key things to know that to avoid all these problems in the last days, one really key thing is to be grateful.
Yeah.
Because you can uproot a lot of bad by sowing thanksgiving, giving thanks to God. So I want to be purposeful in thanking God for all the great things
Amen.
He's done for me.
Amen.
All right. Almost done. So we see, we've talked about, we have to be determined to be thankful, right?
Amen.
And the dangers of unthankfulness. And lastly, we're going to talk about deliverance through thanksgiving.
Mm.
Right? A couple of examples here. Romans 7:25, you don't have to flip there, you can just write it down. It said, thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Mm.
He delivers you. Mm-hmm. You notice the word delivers, Romans 7:25. Delivers is present tense. It's not past tense. And it's not to say he's going to, in the future, deliver you, but he delivers presently. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to who? To God, who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Well, if we know God's the one who delivers, we're giving him thanks in advance because, you know, he's not like the pizza man who can get lost or come in late. One time I ordered a pizza. We had a New Year's Eve party. It was like 2 hours late, and there was a, I'm not joking, and there was a slice missing. When it arrived. Like, what's going on here? Delivery man, it's true, right?
It is true.
It's like, well, you know, and it's one of those, you call them up and you're like, you got this store that's really close to your house, but there's like this main street, like a major street that's a dividing line. And you're like, I just want the pizza from you guys. And they're like, no, you have to call our other store because that's in your section. But you're closer. Yeah, but the way we work the map is like, you got to go with this other store. So by the time we get it, and then you call them back, it's late. You know, it's like store's closed, whatever. And like, you call them, they go, we can get you out another pizza. It's like, I can't go backwards, man. I can't go back to the New Year's Eve. All those people are gone. I don't want your pizza anymore. And there was a slice missing. I told you that. Well, that shouldn't have, I know it shouldn't have happened. It's terrible. But with the Lord, he ain't going to do that to you.
No.
He won't come late and lacking in what you're supposed to get. Right? So yeah. Here he says, thanks be to God who delivers.
Yeah.
You know, in Corinthians it says, he always causes me to triumph.
Yeah.
So if you know he always will, then all you got to do is your part and what? Be thankful.
Amen.
And just believe him. Say, okay, I'm going to be thankful because you always deliver me. At Psalms 119:62 says, at midnight I will rise to give thanks to you because of your what? Your righteous judgments.
Mm.
You know, when you think about this, you know God's a righteous judge. And if you just do your part, he'll take care of his part. But you notice he said at midnight. So when things don't look so good, it may look midnight in your life. What should you do? You should give thanks to the Lord.
Give thanks to the Lord.
He said, I'll have to rise up even. You know, you can give thanks in bed and you kind of fall back to sleep like, thank you. Thank you, Lord, right? So I will rise to give thanks. This is something I'm going to give.
Yeah.
On purpose and intentionally.
Yes.
And what we do at midnight may determine whether we experience victory or defeat.
Yeah.
If he says at midnight, when it's looking dark, you get out and you give thanks.
Yeah.
You don't complain. You don't whine. You give thanks. This is how you get victory. Mm-hmm. Right? Give thanks. And Acts 16, we see that Paul and Silas, you know this deal, the story, they were preaching the gospel. People got healed. Then because people got healed and free and then got this demon cast out of this lady, the crowd gets upset. They get a big riot of people coming, a big mob. I don't know if it was Antifa or what have you. I don't know. But they grab them. They throw them in prison. They beat them. And they're in prison, and Paul and Silas, what did they do? It says at midnight.
Yeah.
They sang, they gave thanks, and they sang praises to God.
Amen.
And what happened? We see that when they were doing that, because the Bible says that the other people heard them.
Yeah.
So they weren't singing quietly. They weren't like, kumbaya.
Ooh.
They weren't doing that, right? No kumbaya. They believe in, they're just praising and thanking God. And as they were thanking him and praising him, it says there was an earthquake that shook the prison, and everyone's chains fell off, and all the doors opened. Mm. And this is key. When you're praising and you're thanking God, even though you're going through something, he said, God, you're bigger than this. Don't you know that's what they're saying? I got to go preach, Lord. Come on, Lord. You know you're righteous. You know we didn't do nothing wrong.
Yeah.
Right? We're just preaching your word. Thank you for the opportunity. Right?
Yeah.
Says the place was shaken. The prisoners, other people who could have been there for just cause or right reasons, their chains fell off too. When you start thanking God and praising God, you influence those around you who might be held captive.
Woo!
Amen?
That's good.
And their doors open.
Yes, yes.
And they'll get free by how? By you thanking God and praising God.
That's
good. Even though you're going through something. So your thankfulness, your thanksgiving can bring you what? Deliverance.
Mm.
It can bring you victory. So not only do we become determined to be thankful, we've looked at the dangers if we're not thankful, and then we can realize that we can be delivered from whatever we're going through by being thankful. And this is why the enemy is always trying to get us to be what? Unthankful and ungrateful.
Mm.
You know, you go to the store, you buy a turkey. Ah, it's not big enough. I didn't get a drumstick, greedy people. I only eat the dark meat. There's none left. I lost the wishbone game. Oh, terrible Thanksgiving. Cowboys lost. Terrible. Depends. Who knows? I don't know. I understand. There's always something you could, he's trying to make you look at instead of what you do have.
Yeah.
To be thankful over.
Amen. Yeah?
So let's practice that. How shall we respond to matters in life? Whatever challenges we are going through, we need to purposefully give thanks to God and be grateful for what he's done and what
That's
he's
good.
Doing. He said
That's
he'd
good.
Deliver you. He said, you know, I mean, you're not facing an army with weapons that you can see pointed at you like the children of Israel did.
Mm.
This ain't, they gave thanks to the Lord. Praise the Lord for his mercy endures forever.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for being good to us.
Yeah.
Someone said, well, he's not good to everyone. He is if they would thank him.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yep. Yeah.
So you and I, we should be full of thanksgiving, not just because it's this month or this time of year, but because of all the great things the Lord has done for us and he is doing for us, and he will what? Deliver us. You can't say sometimes he won't. He will. All the time. Amen. I mean, he sustains you.
Yeah.
Think about it. He brought you through to where you are. And you don't know much. I don't know much. And he sustains us.
Yes.
And he keeps us going.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank him for that. Thank him, Lord, you got me up and you got me here. All those crazy people out on the road, you got me here.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Mm.
Let's close in prayer. Father, we thank you for today. And we are grateful, Lord. We are so thankful. Lord, as we are more determined to be purposefully thankful to you for all the great things and all the wonderful things you've done for us and are doing for us, how you always deliver us and are delivering us even now, Lord. We just thank you for that in advance, whatever situation or circumstances we're going through. But we won't be silent or quiet, but we'll purposefully raise our voice to you and give thanks. Even when things seem dark, even when we don't understand, we know that you're good and that you love us. And that as we just keep thanking you and praising you, Lord, and being demonstrating our grace, our gratefulness to you, Lord, your continued flow of mercy and love will abound and overflow and meet every need and supply everything that we need. Lord, and we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. So your challenge this week, now you know, usually when you hear about something on Sunday, you're challenged almost immediately. Right?
Yeah.
So be purposeful in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Say, this week I'm going to do give extra thanks to God.
Amen.
Do something more for him. Yeah. I won't be quiet. I won't back away.
Yeah.
You know, like, even, I don't know, I wasn't there last night when everything was going on at the ladies' event, but at the Beautiful You. But hey, you know, it's like, I got to, not me, but if I would have been there, I would think like, hey, not this. Don't think that, oh, I got beat out on that item at that auction. I'll never go back there again. Doggone ladies can't let me get anything. Don't think that way. Think, God, thank you for letting me be there and meet so many people and pray and encourage others. You understand? Because as you're happy, whatever somebody else got, hey, God will get it back over to you. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah, I know that could have caused a problem. Ladies are funny about that stuff. They always want 7-4. That's what they
Yeah.
You know, you see, I told this joke. Did you hear? You were here, right?
No, I got the end of her.
No. Oh, you got the fours? Okay. All right. No problem. I'll tell you. Did anybody miss the shopping, the ladies, and the men's thing?
No.
AC, did you hear it?
Mark wasn't here.
No? Did you hear it? Okay, I'll tell you guys after.